My computer likes spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
Mmm, those banana peppers are tasty.
If you missed the beginning of the show, which is inexcusable, but if you did, we talked a little bit about the ergonomic environment that you may want to create around your computer. We've got lots of links on our website, datadoctors.com. Go to the radio show section. You'll see resources, links that you can click on to learn a whole lot more about how to maybe improve the ergonomic situation in your computer world so that your wrist and elbow and neck and eyes and back and all that stuff don't hurt as much when you're working on the computer all day.
Yes. How to notoriously improve ergonomics.
Yeah. Let's go to Bruce, shall we? Is that number three?
Bruce is there.
Bruce, welcome to the computer corner. You have a question about a mouse?
Not really. I'm a comment. First of all, your comments about trackballs are right on the money. I'm 59 years old in the beginning stages of Parkinson's, and as you may not know, or may know, the Parkinson's affects your fine muscle control and your repetitive back and forth motion, which of course is mouse click.
Right.
I find that at work I'm using an optical mouse, and it's certainly better than a ball mouse. But at home, I use the Logitech rechargeable wireless optical.
Uh huh.
And I've had extremely good luck with it, and it really makes a difference in terms of my ability to hit the mouse click the way I want to. And
is it some form of ergonomically designed mouse or just a regular mouse?
It fits bigger, better into your hand, and it has a wider spot for you to do the click because, like I said, my fingers don't work as good as they should.
Gotcha. Okay.
So from my perspective, it's for head and shoulders above anything else I've seen.
Well, if you ever get the opportunity to test out one of these the vertical mouse that I was talking about.
Yeah, I heard that. I never heard it before.
Yeah, give that a shot. I had one sent to me as a testing unit, and I thought, yeah, whatever, just another one of these little goofy deals.
Yeah.
But I started using it. You think about how your hand is kind of flat when you're using a mouse.
Right.
With the vertical mouse, just turn your hand to the right like you're shaking somebody's hand.
Uh-huh.
And that's how you use the mouse. So it's actually
kind of
even
like a joystick.
Yeah, almost. But your hand wraps around the mouse. It's really kind of a cool mouse.
You have to kind of see it to believe it. It's hard to explain in words. But we've got a link at our website, datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section, and
uh-huh.
under resources, it's the bottom link. You can see and touch, and maybe even find out where you can buy.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Give it a shot.
Yeah, but if you hey, you know what, if what you're working with works, then don't fix it.
Well, you know, it's better than anything else out there, but that doesn't mean it's the best.
All right, well, give that a shot then if you get a chance.
Thank you.
All right, Bruce, take care.
Bye.
Yeah, and for those of you that do have wireless mice and keyboards, if you haven't already experienced this, what you want to do is make absolutely sure you put fresh batteries in there on a pretty regular basis, or you may find that your equipment doesn't want to play.
Well, Bruce had rechargeable, which is a kind of a smart idea because
yes.
You may end up replacing those batteries a lot, and rechargeable batteries or a rechargeable device of some sort. Those are kind of cool ways to go.
Yeah, a lot of the mice will dock into a rechargeable bay, so it's constantly keeping the mouse recharged.
You know what I was just thinking? The
what
ultimate in how to create an ergonomically correct like mouse situation.
Right.
Think about, and I don't know if you've seen like the History Channel, but these dudes who fly the Apache helicopters, they
yeah.
put on these like helmets
uh-huh.
with a visor, and
yes.
the visor, they have like a targeting thing, and where they look
yes.
is where something targets. Well, put on some kind of visor, and where you look on the screen of your computer now could be where the mouse goes, and then like for the clicking thing, I don't know, maybe like blinking or something? No, that wouldn't be good.
I think you're onto something. So what you're saying is for $49, you can get a regular old plain Jane mouse,
uh-huh.
and for
uh-huh.
$12.5 million,
uh-huh.
you can get a
helmet. An ergonomically correct.
Right, a helmet that when you look at the screen, it knows where you're looking, and then you can blink your eyes and it'll click.
Yeah, exactly.
Or puff on something, and yeah.
Yeah.
That's a deal.
What happens
such
if you
a deal.
Sneeze.
Let's do that.
Do we have time for? Are we going to help Jerry?
You know
Larry,
what? If we
Brian?
Try to take, if we try to take them on the air, I'm afraid we're going to get cut off and not
okay.
be able to help them well.
So Jerry, Larry, and Brian, hang tight.
And his other brother, Larry.
Right,
yeah.
And we're going to help you off the air and give you one to one. I mean, no time limit. You know, full.
Well, I mean, we got like you got to do it under 12 hours, please.
Sure. Yeah, sure. If you missed any part of our show, we'll have portions of this due to some technical difficulties. We'll have portions of this posted up on our website in the audio archives. You can certainly check out all of the ergonomic resources that we have at the radio show section. And while you're there, feel free to sign up for our free newsletter so you can get all of our advice delivered twice weekly to your inbox. spam and ad-free. It's all just a way for us to make you aware of the latest and greatest in tips and tricks and flaws and bugs and all the stuff that's going on with the computer world.
Programming update next week. We'll be back at our regularly scheduled time, which is 12:20 here for a full hour and 40 minutes, so till 2 o'clock.
Stay tuned for the D-backs and Padres spring training game as it's coming up. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Matt Bauer, a.k.a.
The Data Doctors,
yeah.
Reminding you, as always, when it comes to your problems with your PC, with your computer, with your technology, if it ain't broke,
do not fix it.